Hi, everybody. Anna here, writer and director of Find Us Alive. I'd like to take a minute to thank a few of our new patrons. Jen Finch, Michael Huizen II, Rasmus Tinberg, Troy Filiaw, and Hannah Tarbox. Thank you guys so much. We're a small independent production, and we rely on listener support to make this story the best that it can be. So if you would like to join our Patreon community for merch, behind-the-scenes content, and more, you can visit our website at findusalivepodcast.com. Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
Good evening, staff and personnel of 107. We are officially 3 minutes into capture the flag. No moves have been made yet. It seems both teams are still taking tactical measures to fortify the entrances to their sides of the facility. But with as many staircases as this place has, best of luck with that. Occupying the A side of our building is Team 1, comprised of research, psychology, containment, engineering, medical, and botany. They have chosen Dr. Alves as their leader. I'm observing their methods to booby-trap some of the doors, very clever and non-lethal practices being put into place here by our own containment personnel. Experts in the sciences of capturing and holding anomalies. But can they keep their team's flag under lock? The B side of the facility is home base to Blue Squad, who told me they have no leader because they have opted to consider themselves an anarchist hive mind militia rather than a team. On this team, security, records, upper management, maintenance, and the field agents who continue to refer to themselves as the Rogue Faction. The Blue Squad has built a very impressive pile of furniture in the cafeteria. We'll see if it can keep out containment. The game has begun. The goal? To capture the flag. Each team has one lab coat designated as their flag and placed at the lowest floor of their side. Team members captured in enemy territory will be held in a secret location determined by the enemy team until their own teammates can free them. This place is a maze. Good luck guarding all the entrances. I am watching from the cameras, listeners, and broadcasting locally to our site's own radios on behalf of those indisposed, injured, or uninterested personnel. Both teams can listen in and do with my commentary what they will. It looks like Blue Squad is gearing up a group for a raid. Naturally, we're all anxious to see how Team 1 responds.
It's now up to Team 1 to mount an attack of their own. Or...
It's so dark in here without the screens on.
Should I turn on the lights?
No, I'm fine.
Harley has the lights for the site, in case of emergencies.
What are we gonna do? What's the plan?
Defense.
Bullshit! I wanna be out there too!
You're still healing from the last reset.
Still?
It's a red herring.
I'm not gonna go out and sit next to our stupid flag. That's what security's for.
I have a plan. And blueprints of the building.
The lights in the building have been turned off in certain areas as an extra challenge to our players. Navigation of particular corridors will be much more difficult using nothing but the emergency lights and exit signs. Easier to hide. Listeners, I'm watching as security has killed the lights on the AB floor. Team 1 is vulnerable. Security are some of the fastest runners in the building. Wish I could see their next move beyond the dark, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens next, you and I.
Some of security will move in first, here. We should have a window before engineering gets the power and AB back on. By then, security should draw attention to the main staircase and the main elevator, giving the field agents an opportunity to sneak by. Why aren't you going with the other field agents?
Oh, they filed me in security's group.
Why?
To make sure we'd be on the same team, in case the field agents got switched around. That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
We're kind of regretting it now, though.
Want to take another way in?
What? Me? No! No fucking way!
Why not? Oh. Small space.
It's working. They're falling right into our trap. Lancaster, where are we with Operation Condor?
Executing.
Excellent. You may have your flag now, Records, but Eternal Glory will soon be ours.
It appears that containment has succeeded in capturing every last security invader in the raiding party. It looks like they've even caught a few field agents trying to sneak past the front line through a service corridor. Quite efficient work on their part. It seems that containment and engineering have turned the top floors of the building's B-side into a bottleneck. Easy in, not so easy out. A very clever use of overturned chairs. How does the Blue Squad plan on freeing their captured teammates? Is Team 1 planning a counterattack?
Engineering, the Condor has landed. Keep it dead for 5 more minutes. Over.
Whoa. Alright, seal me in and set me down. Over and out.
One of the most impressive and surprising aspects of this game so far is how much effort has gone into, well, let's call them costumes. Some team members on either side of the turf have dedicated themselves to the quick creation of garb that will supposedly aid them in their goal. Some of them have donned entirely black outfits to blend into the dark. Others have painted their faces with whatever highlighters and whiteboard markers are at their disposal to intimidate the enemy. A few people have shaved off all of their body hair to decrease wind resistance.
I am so smooth, I am so fast. I am so out of shape. Group B, the Condor has landed. I repeat, the Condor has landed. Ready the extraction unit. Engineering, send him down and be ready for elevator AE2. The one next to the bathroom. He's on the roof of it. I'm on my way to AB now. Over.
Hey, Klein?
Keep your voice down, Condor, unless you want to get made.
Hey, I'm not undercover. I'm not pretending to be...
Save it for the semantics department. What's your status?
Yeah, so I've got a situation.
Do you have it?
Almost. Are you sure you should be-
I'm fine! How far can you see?
Pretty far. They get wider between halves of the building.
Cool! Are you ready for the boy?
Wait. Ready.
Okay. Don't drop him! But hell yeah.
It's very clammy.
Hey! Don't insult my son.
What do I do with him?
Use his feet to stick to the flag.
Why can't I just grab the flag myself?
Because!
Okay.
The next reset is imminent, which means the staff has nearly full jurisdiction to mess up the site in any way they see as advantageous to their team. The winner of this game will be awarded not only the 2-liter Dr. Pepper, but Psychology's entire Red Bull stash.
Harley?
One moment, listeners. It seems we have a caller. You're on air, caller! What can I do for you this evening?
I just need you to call a ceasefire for a second.
Why?
Okay, I'm on top of one of the elevators on the A side, and I need maintenance to come get me out.
Ah, a very interesting strategy coming from Team 1, in which...
No, Harley, this isn't a bit.
Are you actually stuck?
They screwed the hatch back on, and there's a way to open it from out here, but it's got this weird lock, and I don't know how it works.
You actually got stuck in an elevator shaft.
Yes, I did. Stop. It's not funny.
Okay, well, I'm gonna make fun of you for a little bit.
please just get me out of here.
All right, I'll send somebody down.
Thank you. Wait, who are you sending down? Harley, who are you sending down? Harley?
How's it going?
Fine. A little tight.
Glad it's you and not me.
Dump truck stinks.
No, he doesn't. He smells like mulch. He smells mulchy. Where are you right now?
Halfway.
Are you okay in there?
Fine.
You're not gonna get stuck or anything, right?
No. I can crawl backwards.
Alright.
Surveillance channel, I would like to inform you of an intruder on top of the main A-side elevator.
What?
He needs help getting out.
On it!
Love. Love, come in.
Here we are.
Seems so. Did you run out of zip ties?
I only got the one.
Well, I got one free hand and I can do whatever I want with it. Check this out.
Stop! Ooh. Pretend I tied both of them.
So, Doctor, if that is your real name.
You know my real name.
We could do this the easy way. Or we could do this the hard way.
What are we doing?
Why don't you tell me what Team One's plans are?
What do you mean? We were going to send me down on top of the elevator and then I'd go get the flag.
Okay. Other than that one?
I don't know any other plans.
Liar!
There are like 50 people on my team. I don't know what everybody's doing.
I know your tricks. You're an actor.
Did you get that from Harley?
He's neutral. He has no reason to lie.
I was in a play in 10th grade.
Oh, I see. So you've chosen the hard way.
What's that for? Are you trying to waterboard me?
Not unless you tell me the information.
There is no information.
Okay, then.
Stop, love. You can't waterboard me. I'm standing up.
I can, and I will. Stop!
No.
Hey. Stop it! Now look what you did!
Condor, we're coming to your rescue. Don't take your cyanide pill.
You guys got cyanide pills?
Oh, yeah, here, come look. It's an ibuprofen,
oh,
but
cool.
I painted it.
I put a little C you put on there.
Ow!
Now, silence! I'm taking you to jail! I have the info I need now.
What info? That we're trying to take your flag?
Shut up! I'm gonna go get Klein.
Wait. Do you have something to cut the zip ties? Damn it.
Stay where you are! We're launching a full frontal assault on the AB floor!
Great! I'll keep reading these books.
Love?
I've kidnapped your nerd!
That doesn't matter. You won't stand a chance against Team One.
Blue Squad will annihilate you.
Things are heating up on the AB floor. It appears that the canteen has become a war zone. Team One's engineering department has rolled out an enormous slingshot, which they're using to fire articles of clothing dunked in a bucket of paint. Blue Squad is advancing steadily. Security has broken out the riot shields. They're forming a phalanx against the onslaught and... Oh! Who is that? Listeners, it looks like the Blue Squad is smuggling somebody behind enemy lines in the chaos. Tweed jacket, slacks that don't fit. She looks like a records employee. A smart move. If she changes clothes, nobody on Team One will be the wiser. After all, nobody from Records ever comes out of their lairs, so nobody in the whole site could pick them out from a lineup.
On my way, Link. Hold on, just... What the...
disturbed the nest.
Is that a code?
Klein, I disturbed the nest.
What does that mean? What are you talking about? Oh, holy mother of God.
Nobody's coming for you, Shrink. It's just like I suspected. You have no friends.
I thought we were friends.
Nobody is friends during the game.
I'll be your friend during the game.
Shut up, or I'll...
Or what? You don't have any water left.
Shut up! I'm gonna go get more. Don't leave.
I'm zip-tied to a handrail.
Yeah, and don't you... Do you hear that?
It sounds like it's coming from the vents.
The vents? Radiger!
Love, wait. Love, I'm still tied up. Do not leave me in here.
Fine.
And the records employee has made it to BC1. Sneaky maneuvers here. Oh, it looks like Team 1 is a double agent in their midst. I would expect nothing less from the botany department. He's helping her into one of the elevators, with most of Team 1's forces on the upper levels. They might just...
Guys, it's against the rules to pull alarms for the game.
Battle stations 107, eyes on the vents. We got Dash 2s on the move, loads of them.
What?
I've only got one flare left, so I'll have to use these if we run into more. Are you ready?
Yes.
Me too. Here, got a lighter?
In the booth.
Nice, get one to Love too. I'm going upstairs to repurpose that slingshot.
I'm going back to the...
Wait! Hold. Still.
What?
Unzip your jacket a little. I think one of them got
into... No, that's dump truck. He's supposed to be in there.
Dump truck?
I'll explain later.
Yeah, you'd better!
Lake, catch!
That was a terrible throw.
Shut up and help me barbecue them!
See? Look at that. That is a throw.
Eyes on the vents, everyone. We have a whole colony of monster ants on our hands. Everyone physically able is now required to join the rest of us. Good thing we figured out what's flammable, eh? I, too, will join you on the battlefield shortly. So without further ado, Night Game Act 2 commences in 3, 2... One.
Fight!
Stand back.
Nice shot!
I'm gonna get more security down to these levels, come on!
Okay, I'm gonna hang back. Turn to channel 3 if you need me.
Alright! Don't die!
Don't worry, I never will.
And now that everyone is distracted, your team's flag doesn't stand a chance.
The slingshot! Come on, Surveillance, we don't want to miss this.
I'm out in the field. It's chaos, the likes of which I've never seen. This is Foundation personnel on a completely new level. The madness, the violence, the pure unhinged euphoria.
Dump truck would be ashamed of you all. Lancaster, do you? Lancaster?
Yes. Yes! And they'll never see it coming. Team 1 will reign victorious. Ow! Ow! Take that. You stupid little... Ow, damn it. Oh, little shit really got me.
Lancaster!
Hello!
Is that our fucking flag? Are you capturing our flag?
You'll never get it from me.
I'll pry it off your corpse once the Dash 2s eat you.
I already told you I'll never die.
Give it back!
Make me.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
Goal! Almost there, Attiker!
Love, hang on.
Your leg! Oh! Fuck! Did you get bit?
Yeah, it's okay, though. I just gotta grab something from the bathroom to throw the bleeding.
Hurry it up, then!
Klein? Klein? How's your side?
Nearly clear. Yours?
Looking good. Radiger, how you feeling?
Bloodlust.
Alright!
Ah, ow, okay, shit. No. Come on, stop. No, stop. No, come on, damn it.
no. Oh, fuck.
Why are you taking so long?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's fine. It's fine. I just need to clean it off and wipe it down.
Well, hurry up. We're going to reset any minute.
Yeah, I know. Just give me a second to... Shit. I hate resetting.
You good?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, I'm fine. I'm fine, I am fine. I am fine.
Episode 18 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Klein is Tasha Ritter. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardal. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. If you like our show and want to support us, follow us on Twitter at Site107 or visit findusalivepodcast.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons Sharealike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.